What the Overlord thinks.
All right, Skeptic Overlord here, replying to a pod thread I've meant to reply to a while ago. UFOs and Aliens, started by Zeta 101. We've had a cast of characters jumping in on this one, which is really nice. Emu, Magic, Zeta again, ooh, myself, and Springer. And it's a topic that certainly has been at the core of Above Top Secret for a long time, and alien visitations and sightings and all kinds of things. And you know my opinions of my first reply, and I still don't quite see. I mean, I know what you're saying, Zeta, about a far flung civilization that can span the stars may not have the barriers of economy that we think of, but still, I mean, no matter what society this could be with advanced technology, there's still going to be the working schmucks. You know, those advanced spaceships don't just make themselves. There's going to be some schmuck that needs to drag his ass out of bed in the morning, you know, get something to eat, and get down to the factory and crank out those stupid spaceships. So the culture and the society will still have levels of people that need personal transportation. That might be, you know, certainly not what we could recognize in a car, but it will be some type of personal conveyance that they use to get around. So projecting forward, we still see that there could be a lot of familiarities, just as there is in ancient Babylonian technology, or society rather. You know, they had a currency and there was working schmucks, maybe slaves, but still, maybe not too dissimilar. So the point is, yes, there would be a degree of expense and planning involved in exploration of the stars. And you know, are we really, well, two things that I brought up that I didn't hear commented on is, are we really that important? Zeta, you sort of thought that maybe, you know, they'd want to look at us because we tend to blow ourselves up. But, you know, maybe they're thinking they're going to blow ourselves up anyway, so why bother? Someone from the outside looking in could certainly take a quick glance and say, well, they're not going to last long. Let's move on. And so there's that. But still, if there is, and I believe there is, civilizations out there that have been traversing the stars for centuries maybe, how would they notice us? How would they know we're here? We haven't been making any kind of noticeable noise for much more than maybe 80 years. And if 80 light years out is a small, small space in comparison to the galaxy, or even in comparison to this general area of the galaxy. So to think that we could be noticed and then have a civilization realize, well, this planet over here made this noise. We got to see what I Love Lucy is all about and what they're talking about. I just don't think, it just doesn't make sense that we would be noticed that way. Now, yes, the theories have abounded that maybe we're, you know, we're farmed or we've been guided along or we're a science project of some alien species, figuring out what kind of thing we are as we're in a petri dish on this planet here. And that's been bounced around a lot too. And that's certainly not something that's impossible. Back when I was writing science fiction, I even wrote a story based on that, or a short story based on that very idea. And I think there would be some clues to that aspect of our possible origins in the genetic code, and it just doesn't seem like we're seeing those kinds of clues. So to wrap this little ramble up, I hear what you guys are saying, but of course I am the Skeptic Overlord, and I've had firsthand experience with the reports of sightings and talking to people that have had sightings way back when, and yeah, invariably, I go back to that ego theory of my first reply, and it really does seem to be that people are either making it up, which we certainly did encounter quite a bit, or just exaggerating because they want They want to have a fantastic story. And more often than not, I really think it boils down to that, that people who want to believe want to have that fantastic story that helps other people believe. And in the end, still, we don't have that definitive piece of evidence that we can point to and say, look, there it is. That's it. They came, and that's them. We don't have it. And until we have it, we're going to be talking like this, aren't we? So with that, who's next?